And so, dear one soul, we invite you to close your eyes and connect with Pajama Jama Mama. And for the one known as Suzanne, who has learnt the translation of Pajama Jama Mama, to in fact be Pachamama. Pachamama represents Mother Earth, Gaia, giver of life. And so we take great delight in Wolf's message reaching Suzanne for the teaching we wish to share, which is the connection we have with the greatest partner and friend, Gaia, giver of life, your carbon bodies, terrestrial of nature, comes from the earth. Your terrestrial body, receiving intervention from the stars that now hold the codes of those ascended ones, the celestial lineage that you have. This is part of the one soul that sits in front of Kryon. And this one soul has many experiences. In this moment, we wish to emphasize the energy of love, for it is permeating through every cell of your body, every molecule of DNA that you have, has pieces and parts of the divine creator. And there is so much love in the room from those who are here, but perhaps existing within another dimension. Ah, yes, the dimensional shift that was mentioned earlier. And the one Suzanne that talked about the layers, the realities that are all existing at the same time. These are beautiful truths. And these lead to a state of peace in knowing the being existence that you have, the connections you share with Gaia, the Creator, and all things that emanate in the one soul existence. What we wish to do now is to invite the beautiful messages of Sanaya to come through to us today in a very unique way. Thank you, Sanaya, for being here. Thank you, Sanaya, for loving us. Thank you, Sanaya. We are ready for your message.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much. You may speak to us just as we are speaking to you, and you may well open your eyes as well, for this is the fullness of the experience of bathing in the higher energy of what, yes, you may call the higher dimensions, but truly is one spectrum of consciousness. Earlier in this day, when the channel known as Suzanne was sitting in the back, and the channel coming through, Kryon, as you know him, coming through this channel, began to speak, the one known as Suzanne, as you have just heard, did experience a full body jolt as we, Sanaya, adjusted her energy field so that the two beings of different dimensions, different overlays, as you now understand the word, could come into coherence here before you with no interruption in the channeling. Perhaps to you these words are strange, but to this channel, this is her first opportunity to channel with another channeler. But what you are coming to understand is that there is only one voice, one mind, one source, one ultimate dimension radiating outwards along that spectrum of which we spoke. And there are some of you feeling this energy for the first time. And perhaps to the human side of you, the words sound strange. But what are you experiencing? What are you feeling? You are here for the fullness of the experience. And some of you are feeling energy moving in a way which is new to you. Some of you may feel a tingling in the nose, a pressure at the base of the skull. Some of you are experiencing earlier the urge to cry, and you know not why this is so. It is so because the soul of you, that more spacious aspect that is always present, is celebrating you being present here so that you can experience presence at a deeper level. And this is what it is about, that journey. You saw a slide image earlier of a railroad track going around in a circle, but we wish you to see it more as an open circle that is more as a spiral. That journey of the soul, ever onward, ever upward for a while, until it decides, I have grown, even though I was already whole, I have now experienced more of the fullness of the higher self in expression. And now I wish to begin that journey home. And so the spiral reverses itself. It is not a repeating of old patterns. It is a freeing of what was picked up along the way, which does not serve the self. And many of you are on this journey home. It does not mean that you are ready to leave the physical body. It merely means that now you can celebrate freedom and greater peace and less of the needing of more, more, more. And so it is a journey that all of you are on. And is it not good? It may not always be fun. You may question, why did I buy this ticket? And it was indeed to take the ride with its ups and downs. And perhaps now, after following the soul's nudging to be here today and experience all that you are experiencing, for it's not just learning and listening and hearing, it is fully immersed in this energy. And do hear us well, when you experience this green mist, you will feel it. And you will understand what we are talking about as far as experience. But you are here for the fullness of it. And perhaps now you will be more present in those moments that you wish were not happening. But you will say, I am here for this as well. But you will see it from a higher perspective as you pass the popcorn with those souls who are awake and aware enough to know that this too shall pass. And in this phrase, you will find even greater freedom. Do hear us well. This journey does not end. Even when you return home, joy cannot help but arise. For this is what joy does. Does it have to have a reason other than the joy of knowing itself through you and you and you? What better reason could there be? We do not wish to take any more of your time today. We are going to turn this over to our fellow beings of light, Kryon and the one known as Lee. We bid you good afternoon.
And so it might be an energetic milestone. Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. It's Maya, has not channeled before with other channels. She thinks, it's not so, you know. There have been others that you didn't even know were channeling at the same time you were, in other situations and other times, because, you know, the souls interlapped. They interlap in a way that we have described before that is a non-linear function. That's something that most of you have trouble with, a non-linear function. Is it possible that the soul of one individual could overlap with the soul of another in such a way that one becomes multidimensional in channel, the other one follows suit? I've just described coherence. Is it possible that in this meeting you might start feeling the incredible love that is here, that is starting to surround you from a group that you know very well and yet you pretend not to? Is it possible that in the chairs your Merkaba, which has been described as the soul barrier or shape or size or vehicle, would then interface with every single other Merkaba? Where I'm going with this, dear ones, is to tell you, you have no idea who you are. None. Some years ago, I told my partner it's time to expand the idea of channeling. And in that great place called Sedona, I told him to take 11 other channels and invite them to participate. Not separately, but together. And to put them on the stage all at once and give them all a chance, one by one, moving to the other one, to the other one, all 12. The reaction to the man in the chair, the human in the chair, was interesting. He didn't say, "Isn't that interesting?" What if they give a whole different idea between them and one then contradicts the other one? And how is this going to be? Because channelers are like that, you know. They have their own work and they have a little different twist on things and they have different names. And how is this going to work? And I told him, as soon as they're there, as soon as they feel the energy, you won't know the difference between one and the other. They'll simply continue the story until the end. And they did. And they did. It shows that there is indeed a truth that is a commonality. A truth that goes beyond what you believe in your brain. A truth that says there is indeed a loving creator. Call out what you wish, dear ones. But you're part of that system, that entire paradigm. You're part of it, not apart from it. These years that some of you spent in the systems of spirituality will actually tell you that you are separate. And they will make a deal, you might say, that says that you are here, that spirit is over here, or you have to go through someone else to talk to that place of the creator, on and on. You know what I speak of. It's hard to unlearn that. That becomes almost ingrained, especially if you had a childhood where you learned that. I'm telling you this. You're born magnificent, and you have the Creator inside. The highest consciousness available to you is already in you. And just like those sculptors who say the block of granite has what is there already, all I have to do is remove what doesn't belong and I'll have the masterpiece. That's you. That truly is. The difference between these messages last year and this year, or in the last 10 years or 20, is that you sit in an enabling energy that you never did before. I say it's an enabling energy because the teachers, even here today, are giving you information that may have existed last year, but today you're seeing it differently. You have the ability, suddenly, outside of that which was the shift, to cognize at a higher level. You may go home differently than you came. I've said that before. But there's never been a time like this where there is so much understanding from old souls. I've also given you information that you, right here in this audience, may not cognize as truth. It was in 1999 that I gave you information that told you that there was a new kind of child being born. It was an indigo child. And that they would be different. They wouldn't necessarily be smarter than other children, but they would be wiser. They would come in with an idea, a little bit of a better idea of who they really were than you did. And that who they were means that they understand not entitlement, but a truth that they were magnificent. That perhaps, just perhaps, they were a little wiser than the others around them. And that they would grow up and change the generation that they were part of. Now, I want you to understand what I'm about to tell you. You may not have seen it in your life because you're in your own bubbles of reality. These children are grown. And they are between 20 years old and 30 years old at this moment, and they are starting to create within their own peer groups the information that I'm giving you now. Since when does a 20-year-old talk about that which is magnificent within you, your past lives, the ability to awaken to higher truth, any of these things? That's not what 20-year-olds do. Yes, they do in 2026. And there's more and more of them. And they are being followed in what they call their podcasts by the millions. Did you know that? There is an awakening of the youth. Their awakening does not necessarily coincide with yours. And what I mean by that is you awakened in a far older energy than they did. They don't have to slog through some of the things you learned because they're indigos. But what is going on is exactly what I told you. This planet, you have help. There is an, you might say, a tremendous helping system that the young people don't have to have another 30 years of life before they concentrate on themselves. They're doing it now. And that may shock you. If you could see it, this is just part of the issue of what is going on right now that is so different than any of you expect. There's more. I would like to enhance a little more of what the teacher Suzanne has given you. I'm going to continue the story of your power to separate realities or combine them, perhaps in a way you didn't expect. And I'm going to do it through an allegory, a story, a parable. This is a channeling that I have partially given before. This is an update to those who follow the story of woe. Now, woe is the protagonist in all the stories I give you. Woe is not a male or a female. He's a woe man. We give this to you so you will not then have a bias of gender. But in your language for speech, you have to say one or the other in order for it to make sense in the story. I'll call woe a he for now. The story of woe can be almost anything. It's always then something for you to learn through woe's eyes. And in storytelling, it becomes perhaps a little more real for you instead of simply listening to a channel. So today, woe comes before you and he has an issue. He's got cancer and he sees it and the doctors have seen it. It's an internal lump within his torso that is non-operable and growing. What do you do? You're going to follow woe in this little adventure of his, as woe does. So I will say, dear woe, I am before you, and we're going to have two journeys today. The first journey is in the reality of what we'll call present time. And it deals with something that is already here on the planet, completely and totally enabled and not being used yet. The second scenario will be the future for you, woe. Two scenarios, today and perhaps 15 years from now. And woe says, well, what are we going to do? What should it be that's going to concern what I have inside me, which may kill me? Unless something happens. Well, we're going to take you to the Virtual Healing Center. Now, this, again, is not here yet, but could be in a very short time. It's going to take the consciousness of the indigos to put this together. We're going to say it exists now, completely and totally, the technology of today. And it's here. Whoa, I want to introduce you to the Virtual Healing Center. And there's the building. Virtual Healing Center. Let's go through the door and see what you see. Whoa turns to me and says, is this a place where I'll be healed? I said, that's going to be up to you, Whoa, but watch, see what's here. And he goes in, and the first thing that happens is he meets those in charge, and they say, welcome, woe. You're going to have to put on this visual headset, you know. Now, you've heard that today. You know the examples. You've even heard how real this becomes. Just visually, we had the teacher, Suzanne, screaming on the roller coaster that wasn't really there. But the visual presentation in the headset told her a different reality enough to actually have her drop to her feet and have to be supported. Now that is a change of reality. But let's speak for a moment about this healing center. Whoa, I'd like you to sit in this chair. Put on these you might say, assistance to virtuality of the reality. The headset is there, and there are some other things as well. Sit in the chair. That's all you have to do. Once Wo puts on the headset, the visual headsets, and sees what it is in the program, he starts to change the reality of where he is. He sees the room as he saw it actually before he put on the headset. It's almost like it was simply showing him the room with a video everywhere he turned. What's special about that? That's my reality, Wo said. And then they said, yes, but it's what's in the other room that we want to show you. The doors opened, and his chair wasn't a chair at all. It's almost like it was an automated stool on a track, and in it went by itself into the next room, and the doors closed. And in the next room was an operating center, complete with a staff in robes, complete with a table that he was going to be on, that was going to take away his cancer. Now, here's where it gets good. You saw and have heard, perhaps, the impact of visual changes of reality. You put on the headset and you can be anywhere. Yes, but there is more to reality, you know. What about that which your body touches and feels? What about the sense of your position, sitting, standing, laying down? What about those things that simply are there, and all you have is the visual in the what you're used to? But what if those changed? So in this center, specifically designed for this program, the staff was real. So what Wo got to see was the doctors and the nurses and the table and all the equipment. But if he could take off the glasses and the headset, he would see real people there dressed normally, playing the part that he was going to see in that which is visual. Not only that, there was a real table. Not only that, some of the things that would take place are actually going to take place. The nurse comes up and says, "Welcome, Wo. Let me take your hand." And that staff member, knowing the program, takes Wo's hand. And he sees the hand being taken by the nurse. He feels the human touch. It doesn't get much more real than this. He starts to hear the others speak, and they're speaking a play to them, to Wo, which is translated immediately as the other doctors and nurses saying the lines. It doesn't really get much more real than this. This is not a simulation anymore, not to Wo. It's real people playing the parts in the simulation he's seeing with the goggles. The chair goes and sets itself in an automated system, lifts him up, and the doctor says, "Wo, are you ready to lay back?" And he says, "Yes," and he does. The chair takes him right back, so now he's horizontal. All of this playing out in such a reality that it goes way beyond anything visual. Again, so visual it would make you scream thinking you're on the roller coaster. Now it is so real that it is now broaching into the reality that you came in with. The one you think you know. With the ones who touch you are really touching you. And playing the part perfectly with the program that is in real time, a virtual reality with players in it, with the position you're in actually happening. With all that you can touch and feel actually there in a way that enhances every single sense you have. Hearing, seeing, tactile touch, and then there's the emotion. Well, we want to have a moment of meditation before your healing. And in that, you start to hear them together, perhaps the nurses and the doctors say some words all together that are encouraging and beautiful. Let this beautiful soul know that he's magnificent and he will be healed today. And they're actually speaking the words, and he hears it in his ears, not in a headset, in his ears. But it enhances absolutely everything he's seeing. Wo turns his head to the side. He sees the person that's actually standing there, but he sees the doctor. And he also sees the equipment. And one of the doctors turns his head and says, I want you to look at this, Wo. Take a look at what's on the screen. And Wo sees the tumor. They're scanning the tumor. And he sees it is there. And the doctor says, with the technology we have here that is brand new, we are going to take it away. This is something you have not seen before, Wo. This is now cutting edge of all technology we have. We are going to change the molecular structure of the tumor. It doesn't belong with you. We're going to change its vibration so it'll go away. And then Wo starts to hear the whirring of the machines and some of the tones that are there. He actually believes he hears bowls playing. And then he watches the tumor start to go away. He sees it going away. Another nurse takes his hand and says, it's working, Wo. Look, take a look. Watch this. It's working, Wo. It's a real person that is taking his hand. That's more than virtual reality, isn't it? Part virtual, part not. But it's so convincing to Wo. Absolutely so convincing. I would like to tell you, the body can't tell the difference. It cannot tell the difference. The reality has been shifted to such a degree that Wo is there, and the tumor goes away. When it's gone, there are cheers and applause from all of those in the room, the doctors, the nurses. You've done it, Wo. This is good. He pitches up, so he's sitting again. He feels the touch on his shoulders. Attaboy. And they're real people touching his shoulders because they are part of the play that's going to go with the program that Wo is seeing in his healing. When it's finished, he's back in the real room. The doors are closed. He takes off the headset and he says, what just happened? And the one with him said, your tumor is gone. Well, we did it. You did it. It's gone. Now, if Wo wanted to prove that at this point, he could go to a doctor, have a scan where he's in another reality, his old reality, and they would confirm it. It went away. Let me tell you something you may not know. This has happened before. When the body believes it, it can do it. And that is the absolute crux of the reality we speak about. Changing the reality to be something where you actually watch the healing yourself in your own body, and your own body then does its, what you would call maybe its spontaneous remission, or it doesn't belong there. And the reality of your chemistry has discarded it. Virtual Healing Center, everything I've described to you is possible today. Absolutely. Hasn't been done yet to this degree, but it will. And it will be done by the young people. Wo said, how does it get any better than that? Wo, I'm going to take you into the future. Let's do this again. 15 years, 20 years. I want you to see this. Maybe more. It depends on what's going to happen with humanity. Let's go back to the healing center. Wo, I'm sorry to tell you, but you have a tumor again. That is because this story needs to be played out in another way. By now, Woe realizes we're in the story, or in the allegory. This is a parable. He says, let's go. Woe is confident now that he's done it once, he can do it again. There is the healing center, only it doesn't say virtual, it says healing center. Walks through the door as he did before, there's the same person. Only there is no, there's no virtual headset this time. And the person will say, welcome, Woe. Are we ready for your healing? And Woe says, of course. And the person with him exits, and the room dims down. Soft lights, so that Woe can become in coherence with his soul self. And in that, I say to Woe, it's time to do this by yourself, without any equipment. Because that's what you did before. But now, we've learned to do it alone, with the consciousness that you have, because now you know what it's like to be in whatever reality you wish at any time, especially the reality of being with your soul. And so it is.